Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Indy will have its Super Bowl. After months of talks, the NFL and the players are ready to head back to the gridiron. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The NFL Players Association Executive Board and 32 team reps have voted unanimously to approve the terms of the deal to end the 4.5-month lockout. A person familiar with the deal told the AP the final pack is for 10 years without an opt-out clause. Owners decided in 2008 to opt out of the league's old labor contract, which expired this March. That's when the owners locked out the players, creating the NFL's first work stoppage since 1987. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Colts will reportedly start training next week in Anderson. Indiana is rolling out its new effort to help improve the health of Hoosiers. The new plan engages community groups, schools, and healthcare organizations, targeting 6 specific areas for improvement. Indiana State Health Commissioner Gregory Larkin says the plan is a community-wide effort.
That includes school systems, public and private employers. What we hope they will see, because so many of these groups I've just mentioned were involved in crafting the plan, is more of a uniform approach to these common health issues.
The full plan can be viewed at the department's website, statehealth.in.gov. State inspections have found that Indiana's bars, restaurants, and liquor stores are doing a much better job of not selling alcohol to underage residents. That improvement followed adoption of a much ridiculed law requiring carry-out alcohol customers to show identification regardless of their age, and that has since been loosened up. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 87 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.